Praise God, Watch for Radio, represent East Coast Live Radio, broadcasting on YouTube, streams, and Facebook. So praise God, we're going to be bringing in Mark Taylor, man of God that predicted Trump would win, and he's got some other things going on, so we want to touch on some of that, and Watch for Radio's back broadcasting as much as possible. Specifically about the meetings we're doing in New York and ramping that up. Since I'm being banned on almost every avenue of possibility of getting this message out to ramp up these meetings in New York, you know, you'd be surprised the opposition going on as far as WMCA not allowing me to advertise with them anymore. And you know, other avenues banning us just because of healing and deliverance, divine healing and deliverance. So, you know, we're suffering persecution. I don't know if this is type of prophecy being fulfilled here. We're definitely suffering persecution. Never had this before. We used to be able to. In fact, they wrote me back. They wouldn't even want anything. They didn't want the $800. They don't want nothing. They don't want anything to do with us at WMCA. Now, the Iranian, I just sent them all the old spots that I ran with them for years, okay, to advertise Strike the Head of the Serpent Healing and Deliverance. And it's the same ad. So I'm like, what has changed with my ad that now you're banning me? Oh, well, we have new policies in place and blah, blah, blah. It just, listen, the gospel is becoming a watered-down, cake-baked, flim-flam flapper. That's what's going on. And if you don't come out of this stuff, you're going down. I mean, you just, they don't want to do the real exploits that we see in Scripture anymore. They just want to have some type of campaign katana. And you know, not that, you know, listen, worship is very important. A lot of things church do is I'm very proud of. I go to church. I'm under a pastor. But I'm talking about the majority here in New York. It's just a lot of opposition, a lot of control. Even Love Express buries my ad because it's got the snake head being smashed. You know, it's too radical. Everybody wants you to tone it down. Hey, some guy recently, tone it down. You don't have to really advertise what you do. Why not? Why can't I just tell people what we do? What is the problem with that? Why am I going to lie? What is the problem? Why can't we just say, yeah, healing and deliverance, okay? So, why is that evil? So, I'm being persecuted, banned everywhere because of this. So, What am I going to do? I got to make new ads, you know, pad it down a little. I remember 6 years ago, Love Express, you know, the cross is coming down, smashing the snake's head. They didn't like the blood coming out of the mouth. So we removed that, right? So now it's even worse. Now we got to tone it back some more. Tone it back some more. You're banned here. You violated TOS services here for this. Because this is violent. How is it violent? How is it violent to just on Meetup to put a thing, meetup.com to put a thing there? Incidentally, they're in New York, liberals, right? So I put a thing in there, just meeting, healing and deliverance with some pictures of what we did in Manhattan. Boom, banned. Terms of, then you go on there and they're advertising witchcraft and nudity camps. That's just fine. But if you advertise healing and deliverance through Jesus Christ, you're over. this system that we've allowed to come into place of the libtardic, satanic districts is in control. And they're running Facebook and they're shadow banning me over there. And it's really it's out of control. I wish we could go back to the days where everybody had their own BBSs. Remember that? Remember we had our own bulletin boards? You remember we had our own forums, PHP forums? PHP BB, remember that? We had some control. Now, once this guy Zuckerberg robbed his friends and took this idea, oh, I'll just rob them and make this empire from their idea, and then, you know, I'll act all holy and grand, and I'm a libtard, and I'm going to control everybody from there now. Unbelievable. So, let me get Mark Taylor on the line right now. Stand by. Forgive me, if I'm just annoyed with these being banned with this. It's just, you know, they're making it rougher for me to ramp up here in New York. You see?
Hello.
Hey, Mark, you are live on the air right now. We are broadcasting, streaming, Podomatic, YouTube, and Facebook stream live right now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you on, sir. And, you know, a lot of people I know, of course, are Mega Man Shannon, Rick Wiles, old friend of mine. I've been broadcasting many years. We're kind of back in full swing watching radio. Been around a long time, 15 years. And, you know, we just admire that you hear from God. That's the main reason we want you on, because there's so few people. Listen, so few people didn't have things figured out in this election, did they, Mark?
No, they didn't. They thought it was going one way when, in fact, God was going another. And that includes a lot of the evangelicals. I mean, you know, we were kind of all guilty of wavering on our faith at times. But, you know, it comes a point in time when we just have to believe that God's going to actually step in and change things, perform a miracle, which is what he did.
Amen. And not that I had any type of power of a prediction than you did, but I did post on my Facebook wall the day of the election, which I could post, that Trump will win. The libtards will be out of their mind. And I said they will blame Russia for it. That's what I posted. So,
wow.
You know what? That came to pass.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
I had a dream when Trump came in the primaries here in New York. He came to Bethpage, New York. I was there. There was like 11,500 people. And just 2 weeks prior to that primary meeting when he was out here, that was way in the primaries, that I had that dream where he shook my hand and then he wouldn't let go. And I said, God blesses you. And he said, thank you. I received that. And it was a powerful dream. It affected me. You ever have a dream that just affected you, like you know that it was a God thing? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've had more than one, that's for sure.
So you know what I'm talking about. So when you have something like that so impacting, you kind of want to talk about it. So I went on the radio way back then. I guess that was, what, 2015? For God's sake, I don't even remember. It was way back. And I said, God is showing me that he is... This is way back when everybody was mocking Trump. And I said, God has got his hand on this guy. What? He's going to turn around, I'm telling you. And that's when you saw people just getting laid out, and he just kept pushing forward. As much as they could throw at the man, he was able to climb up. And you know more than anybody that this is all a God thing, isn't it, Mark?
Absolutely. It's God ordained. God's hand is upon this man. He will be in for two terms.
Amen.
You know, it's just, this is not, and you know, a lot of people want to blame things on the president. And the fact of the matter is, the president, this is not the president's agenda. This is God's agenda on the earth. He's using the president as a tool and a vessel by which to work by, which he does with all of us. But this is God's agenda. This is heaven's agenda. And you know, we still see a lot of Christians that aren't on board. We got whole churches and whole church groups that are praying against this president, believe
wow.
it or not. And it's just incredible. The spiritual blindness and deafness that's out there right now. So, you know, it's up to people like us to try to get people to open their eyes and see that, hey, look, this is God's agenda on the earth right now. He's doing all this stuff to clean up, globally to clean up, so that his word can go forth throughout the earth.
You know, you brought up a good point. Why is it, Mark, that it appears that they're praying against Trump? I mean, he's anti-abortion. He's doing what he can to mow that down. And he's praying. He talks about the Lord. Okay. Somebody I've supported for many years is Franklin Graham. I've always admired him for, I would say, 18 years. You know, I've always been supporting his ministry. He's a man of God, Franklin Graham. And he says we got to bless him. And, I mean, he's a leader. I consider him a leader. And, you know, what is the rebellion? What is it that just, is this, you know, is this a dividing of some type of, in the church where, you know, I don't know how to even put it. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, you know, and it's, I go back to what scripture talks about where, you know, it's the separation of the wheat from the chaff. And, but there's more than just that going on right now. And that's the strange thing, like you point out. And you're actually the first one that's interviewed me that's actually kind of pointed this out, and I'm glad you brought it up. But something happened, Richard, on November 8th. Something happened where we went to a whole nother level of separation. And what you're seeing taking place is, you know, the Lord said he came to divide, basically, or to separate, you know, mother against daughter, or whatever, how the scriptures go. But you're seeing this taking place. You're seeing mothers divided from their daughters, fathers from their sons. Whole churches are divided. Churches have broken up over this. Families have broken up over this. And so you're seeing this this division, so to speak, coming to pass. Now, you're seeing even evangelicals, because I have experienced it firsthand. Evangelicals, you're fixing to find out who will stand with you in the fight and who will not, who will betray you, or who will be in that foxhole with you when these bullets start flying over your head. Mm. Because when the heat gets too hot, God's going to show you who you can depend on. And if you are on the tip of the spear, people like yourself and me who are on the tip of the spear, God is doing a separation right now.
Yeah.
If there is someone in your life that is literally hindering you or slowing you down from taking ground for the kingdom of God and holding it at all costs, God's going to remove them. He's going to expose them and remove them right now. So you're seeing this going on. You're seeing this separation take place. So it's kind of a strange place that we're in time and history. But there was something that was activated November 8th when he got elected. It's like for the Christians, if they have not totally sold themselves out to Christ, or if there is a stronghold that they have not dealt with, it literally opened it up. And that's what I believe is blinding a lot of these people. They haven't totally submitted to Christ's agenda on the earth, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense, Mark. And you know, it's interesting. I know this believer that I've had on my radio show over the years, many years, and I had to actually remove him from Facebook when I saw he posted a picture of, it was like a real depiction. It showed Donald Trump in a casket, dead. And then he said, "I could only wish." So I had her chime back. I said, "You know, you shouldn't be wishing that upon anybody."
No,
I mean,
no.
You know, what kind of spirit is that? Exactly. I mean, is it that much hatred?
Yes, and that's the point that I was trying to make earlier, is that when they have not submitted, there's a stronghold in a lot of these evangelicals. It's like, look, you had two choices. You had a demon-possessed witch to vote for, or you had a man of God to vote for. And it's like, it's not that hard of a choice, folks.
Yeah.
It's like, what part of this do you not understand? And, you know, God has spoken through a lot of the prophetic words that God has given me. And if you lay them out, it's like a blueprint of where God's going. And, you know, where God was starting way before the election, he was starting with this stuff, with the corruption and all this stuff. He was, even the Clintons, God said the Clintons are going to go down. Obama's going to go down. All these things are happening. America's going to flourish like never before. Are we going to have some issues? Sure, we're always going to have issues. But God's going to work these things out. He's still on the throne. So this part about where they cannot accept Donald Trump is because I believe a lot of this is due to the fact that they are tapped into Satan's frequency. Now, can I explain that for just 1 second?
Absolutely.
Okay. When you look, this they call it a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's a known fact that they're out there delivering frequencies. We broadcast in a certain frequency. We listen to our phones in a certain frequency. Music's in a certain frequency. It is a known fact that when they broadcast in a certain frequency, international frequency, like the news media, this is why you get agitated when you listen to the news. It's a known fact that it creates fear, panic, paranoia. It damages your body organs. It will literally change your DNA, Richard. This is what tests are showing. It will change your DNA. What is the goal of the Luciferians, the Satanists, whatever you want to call them? They're all part of the same team. Their goal is to change the DNA of man. Why is that? Because they want people walking around like zombies. They want you to hear, see, and perceive the way they want you to hear, see, and perceive. So they want to be able to control you, and that's what they're doing. So what happens is when you get bombarded with that, and you come along like someone like myself, I come along and I give good news in some of these prophecies. The Lord told me, he says, Mark, he says, the sign will be when you give someone good news and they can't receive it, that's how you know their DNA has been handed over to the enemy. Now, can we change that? Absolutely we can, because we can saturate ourselves with good news and we can change that. We can disconnect. We can change the channel. But the problem with a lot of these evangelicals and Christians, they are tapped into the second heaven and they hear the plans of the second heaven and they prophesy it as if it were the plans of the third heaven. And that is not the case, because there are things on this earth that God wants to accomplish right now, brother. He wants to bring in this end time harvest, and there's certain assets that have to be in place in order to do that. But we as Christians have to detune, change the channel, and stop listening to the doom and gloom so much and saturating ourselves and catch ourselves and start tuning in to heaven's frequency.
I receive that. I mean, it's like, it's frightening in a way, because it's almost creating a lot of friction with a lot of folks, even on my job. I was actually lost my job recently, and it's in the arbitration with the union and whatnot. So they're trying to do a settlement because it was wrongful termination. I had an incident with one of the my new boss, this guy that just came along out of nowhere. But he's a liberal, and I had a Trump sticker on my truck for a long time, you know, and that was a big problem. Got called in the office. It's just unbelievable. It's just really unbelievable stuff going on here. So, of course, yes, that created some bombastic friction there. When you got, it seems like between the liberal and the conservative, I hate to just bring politics in here like this, but I have to. I mean, it's like this becoming almost a war. Am I the only one seeing this? It's like almost a war.
Right. Yes, it is. And again, it's a culling process. It's almost like either you're going to make the cut or you're going to get cut. Now, let me explain that, is that, you know, the Lord showed me a long time ago that there's two different things. You've got the body of Christ and you've got the army of God. Now, there's a World War II component to this thing, and I don't have enough time to go into all of this on the show.
Okay.
Because we're limited on our time. But basically is that there's a World War II component that, like in D-Day, they were on those ships for 3 days. And think of it like that, that the body of Christ is on these ships. Now, you've got some that are being tossed about to and fro. For 3 days, they were tossed about because they were getting seasick. And so what they're focused on the storm. That's all they can see is the storm. So it's making them seasick. They're to and fro. That's the body of Christ right now. Now, you've got some in the body of Christ who have been promoted out of the ships and are in the landing craft, and they're approaching the beach. And as they're approaching the beach, they see the obstacles on the beach that were placed there to keep the armor from landing. So you've got that particular group that all they can see are the obstacles. Then you've got the army of God. The army of God are the spiritually mature who are landing on the beach, not only landing on the beach, but they are moving inland, taking ground for the kingdom of God and holding it at all costs. They don't focus on the storm. They don't focus on the obstacles. They are focused on the mission. And that's where we as Christians have to get to. We have to stop focusing on the storm only by what we see in the natural, because there's more going on in the spiritual than there is in the natural. And we've got to get spiritually mature. But right now, if you don't make the cut, you will get sent back to boot camp at this point.
Wow. Man, there's a great divide. It's almost like a plumb line being set right now. And,
yes, right.
And if folks aren't, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of believers and even people in the world, there's a great, like you said, there's a rift.
It's Matthew 10:35 is what I was referring to earlier. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, a daughter-in-law against his mother-in-law. And he says, our man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
Wow. Yeah,
That's
happening now.
Yeah. I think November 8th literally just skyrocketed that verse, basically, with all power and authority. It was just like dumped on the earth. Boom. Globally. You know
my
what I mean?
God, you know something? I think that's a fulfillment. I mean, I always wondered how that would come about, and it seems to be really manifesting, Mark.
Yes, absolutely.
God help us. Now, you know, you have some things going on we want to touch on. I know we're limited. As far as a book and also a movie, somebody told me. I didn't even know about this. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. I wrote the book, co-wrote it with my co-author, Mary Colbert, called The Trump Prophecies. We released it July of last year, and we had a producer approach us, and they have taken the ball and run with it, and they are now making a movie out of it. And basically, it's about the Trump Prophecy book, based on the book, and it will be coming out as a Fathom event October 2nd and the 4th. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Hmm.
People can go to the TrumpProphecyMovie.com, and they can get all the information they want there. We have Twitter and Facebook going on all this stuff now. It's fixing to go to full-blown marketing here before long. But it's basically based on the book. It's about my story as a firefighter, what I went through, what firemen go through on the job and off the job as far as, like PTSD and stuff like that. And then it moves into the prayer that we did, network that we had going on for the president and for the country. If my people who call by my name will heal, repent, basically, and heal the land here, God will come in and heal the land. And that's what it's all about. And so that's what the movie's about. And there'll be some things at the end that people, I think, will be surprised with as well.
Praise God. It would be great to get Sean Hannity behind something like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Because he's a true believer. I believe it.
Sure, sure.
And
well, I know we've got some people. If they watch the trailer, they'll see General Boykin in it. And we've got some pretty big names that are really trying to help out with the movie right now. So.
That's great news. And you're down in Florida.
Correct.
Alligatorville. Yes. You can't get a good slice of pizza down there even if you prayed to God. Right or wrong?
Yeah, no, there's a couple of places I go, but that doesn't mean it's very good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel bad for you guys down there. Listen, I was down in Georgia once, and I couldn't believe the pizza. It was just unbelievable. I mean, it's just sad. That's one of the reasons I can't leave New York, because that's like my main food. Without pizza, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I've never been to New York, so I wouldn't know.
Well, hopefully you can come up. We've got a building now, so we've been doing meetings. We're trying to ramp up here. I've been getting persecuted over here left and right. You wouldn't even believe it. I don't want to get into it, but
yeah.
I was just whining about it before you came on.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I know about the persecution part.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, Mark. We used to do meetings in Manhattan all the time, healing and deliverance, and I'd advertise on the Love Express. It's the only Christian magazine left out here. And I used to have another one, but that guy moved to Florida, believe it or not. Nope. And so we advertised on WMCA Radio, which is pretty big AM radio, Christian radio here. And I've been advertising with them, same radio spot, for years. And it was successful. We got a lot of people coming down to the meetings. But now they just sent me a letter, and they say that they banned me. And I'm like, well, what do you mean I'm banned? So this new director, or whoever does the approval, says it's theologically no good, and they don't even give me an alternative. They don't want nothing to do with it. They don't want my money. They just got rid of me. I feel rejected. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And some of the worst ones are the Christians right now. And I mean, I'm getting pummeled by certain people. It's just incredible what people pick up on and what they attack you over. Again, this is part of that separating process. I've had some stuff happen to me as far as betrayal.
Yeah.
You name it. So they're attacking me for the movie now. I said before the movie started, I warned them prophetically. I warned them. I said, they are going to protest this movie. And sure enough, it didn't even get started. They were already protesting it. And so, there's already articles coming out where people are saying stuff about the movie already. And this thing's not even out yet.
My God.
It's like, come on.
It's not even out yet.
No, it's not even gotten into full-blown marketing yet.
And they already want to kill you.
Yeah.
It's, you're right. There's a great division. I hate to say it, but this could be a dividing of the tares and the wheat.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Which means that we might be actually witnessing some damned heretical people in the body of believers right now being exposed.
Yes.
How about that?
I've been saying that all along, is that the fact that this corruption... that we're seeing in the back during the election, I was saying that the electoral process was going to, or actually the spiritual process was going to parallel the electoral process. In other words, that the corruption that was being exposed in the electoral process was also going to parallel the corruption that was going to be exposed in the spiritual aspect. In other words, you're going to see big time leaders exposed and fall because of this. God's not, you know, judgment starts in the house of the Lord, and God is judging especially the leadership right now. And you're seeing this happen right now. You just saw three pastors take a fall in a, what was it, Ohio somewhere, for something to do with kids.
Really?
They just had them arrested, and you're seeing mega churches close. You just had one mega church, another mega church close. You're seeing all kinds of stuff, so.
Yeah, and then you see this Jesse Duplantis guy saying God told him that he needs $54 billion or something for some jetliner, you know.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. I mean, you know. I would say you're right. This is a great dividing between the wheat and the tare. I would say this is a good time to mark those that are completely hardlined against what God's doing. And if they don't have the actual fragment of discernment to understand that, could they be dangerous? You know, that's my question.
Yeah, yeah. You know, right now we have to be praying as the army of God. We've got to be praying for wisdom and discernment. Because we have to have the discernment to know who is of God and who is not of God right now at this point. You know, the problem is that you've got others out there who are pointing fingers at everybody saying they're false this, false that. You know, that's the other end of the spectrum. And so it's like there's got to be a balance somewhere where, you know, not everybody's false. You know, give me a break. You know what I mean? You've got legit leaders out there. You've got legit people out there. So you just have to use wisdom and discernment whenever and listen and hear what the Holy Spirit is telling you.
Mm. Yeah, you're right, and I guess that's the problem. They're not praying about it. They're running
now
with this casting stones at you,
right?
Trying to tear you down. I got this situation manifesting over here with persecution, trying to snuff out whatever meeting we're trying to do. And Shannon, the Mega Man's doing his best to help promote us and get this going. But this, I got to admit, we're in a different time where you never really witnessed so much. Not only are we being persecuted, you know, Mark, from the inside, where there's a dividing line between a lot of believers right now, more so than ever. But also with social media. The shadow banning that they're doing on me specifically, where I could see my feed shuts down.
Right.
Don Trump Jr. is being shadow banned on Instagram and others. They're trying to silence our voices, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they're not going to succeed. That's what I want to give. You know, I want to give people hope here, because this is a battle of epic proportions right now. This is not about Democrat versus Republican. Those days are over. This is about patriotism versus globalism. This is about evil versus good, light versus dark.
Wow.
So this what this is about. This is the largest spiritual battle since the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus himself. So, and people have to understand, you know, people keep saying, oh, America's under judgment. We're going to go down. Here we go with the doom and gloom again. Congratulations, folks. You've just been indoctrinated into New World Order way of thinking the way they want you to think, defeated. And the fact of the matter is we have the victory. The victory is ours. We are winning. We will continue to win, and we
Amen.
Will be victorious.
I receive it. I receive that. And that seems to be the problem. And you're right on with that, because there's a lot of, glass half full, half empty. You know, there's two sides of that. And what's going on is some people just fold their arms and give up, don't they? From
yeah,
like you said,
the escapism mentality is one of the biggest killers of destiny. And when you have the escapism mentality, what you're saying is, woe is me, you know, we're not going to win this. Let me just hunker down for two or 3 years, because this thing's going to be over with in 2 or 3 years. Well, guess what, guys?
Right.
There's a little thing that the Lord told me that you're guilty of when you do that. It's called spiritual treason.
Wow.
You committed spiritual treason the second you went into that escapism mentality, because the bottom line is you are no longer any good to the kingdom of God. You are aiding the kingdom of darkness by sitting on your behind. My
right.
new motto is get off your behind and get on the front lines. And so the second you make that conscious decision to do that, now you're back into the light again. But you are aiding and committing spiritual treason when you do that.
And it's easy to get into that, but that passivity.
Yes. Yeah, because why? Because, again, those frequencies, every time we turn a TV on, a radio, a telephone, whatever the case may be, we're being bombarded with those with Satan's frequencies, which is what they're designed to do.
My God. It's mind control.
Yes.
That's really what it is.
Yes. They want a bunch of zombies. People joke and kid about the zombie apocalypse. It's actually already here. because, again, these frequencies have turned people into this, basically, where they just want to give up. They don't care.
Mind control zombies manifesting.
Yes.
And when you think about it, the pessimism that also goes with it, where, you know, I this one guy I used to work with in ministry, I call him recently, and he's just, you know, I told him about my dream way, way, way back when. I said, Trump's going to win. He's like, no, he's not. He's an adulterer. There's no way. And I said, dude, I'm telling you my dream. And, you know, I have some credence with dreams over the years. I predicted the World Trade Center would fall February 19, 2001. Posted that on the internet, got visited by the FBI. I'm not a novice to dreams. I've had a lot of dreams come to pass, including McCain dying.
Right.
I had that too. I saw him in a wheelchair. I saw his eye bulging out in a dream. I posted that. And I walked up to him in a dream. I said, you will die and descend into hell. I told him.
Wow.
That's a pretty heavy dream. I actually tried to give that to somebody.
Friend,
yeah.
But your friend was saying that Trump's an adulterer and he's not going to win. Okay, what's the choice? Again, what was our
like
choice?
You said earlier, a satanic Illuminatic witch.
Yeah.
That's into Pizzagate, child humping, and satanic rituals.
And she's got how much blood on her hands?
Right.
And so, you're worried about an adulteress? Give me a break.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. And we all know Trump here in New York, for God's sakes. I did work in the Trump Tower way back in 89, 90. You know, the fire alarm there. That's when he was still with Ivana. But,
well,
you know,
I mean, you know, and let me say this, because I'm going to say something very controversial, which I'm known to do. So it's, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, when they came out with him saying that he had this affair, whatever it was, and then all of a sudden you had these evangelicals come out, these leaders come out and start lambasting this man over something he did 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Over something he said. You know, or it was what he said. That's what it was. It was what he said. It wasn't an adulterous relationship. It was what he said. And that locker room thing. And they came out lambasting him. Brother, if that was not an indication of God pulling the veil back on these leaders and exposing them, I don't know what was. Because that's not the definition of something that someone did 15 years ago. This man got born again way after that fact.
Preach it.
So,
right.
So why were they coming against this man? Because the Bible says your sins are wiped completely clean.
There
you
go.
Washed clean in the blood
Come
of
on.
Jesus.
That's right.
Why are you even bringing this up?
Bring it.
Period.
That's right.
Because of the political and social pressure they caved into. That right there exposed these leaders. They should have been shamed beyond belief, because who in their right mind would ever want to come to Christ with these leaders as a leader? Because knowing they're going to come out publicly and condemn me for something I did 15 years
ago,
but yet the Bible says I've been washed clean.
That's well, to them, it doesn't matter anymore, Mark.
No.
They want them gone. And, you know, the measure they meet will be measured back to these folks. Okay? And it's happening now. The boomerang, we have a song, Boomerang, me and Zeph. We wrote about this, that this is going to happen. And it's going to happen. We are seeing a pushback. The Lord is not mocked. Amen?
No. Amen.
And we're going to see a lot of people, I believe, go down and be exposed. Like you said earlier, it's happening in the church.
Well, look, the Bible says, do not touch my anointed, but especially my prophets. Now, people can disagree with me all they want to, but I believe Trump is a type of prophet. He's a political prophet.
That's right.
And I said from day one, I said, you better be careful what you say about this man, because you're touching God's anointed. 17 people were on that stage, including Trump. 16 took a fall. And every time someone attacked that man, what happened? They got removed. Boom. Down they went. Look at Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly was another one.
Right.
She attacked him and it was never the same for that lady since then.
No, like, Crooked Nails went down. You know, a lot of them.
The list goes on, and it's still happening today. You know what I mean? Lindsey Vonn was another one. She attacked him. She literally took a fall.
I will tell you, Trump is a man of high energy. You know, I remember seeing him in Bethpage up here. The guy is just, and it was hot in there. I mean, it was like 200 degrees. It was hot. And he could just, he's like, if he was a preacher for the gospel, this guy would go day and night. I mean, you'd see continents probably get saved. This guy's out of control. The guy's got that's the anointing that could do that.
He's a machine, man.
Yeah.
He's an anointed spiritual machine. I love it. That's how you know God's hand is upon this man.
You can't underestimate him, because I'm telling you now, he will roll over these people. Not only that, he's witty. God's given him wisdom. He knows how to label people. And once he labels you, it's bad.
Yeah,
you go down pretty hard.
You're done.
Once he look what he did to low energy Jep. I mean, that guy has been wiped off the face of the planet. God forgive me.
Yep.
But every time you look at him, that's the first thing you think. That's low energy Jeb.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's going to be a lot come out on a lot of these people here before long. I mean, you're already starting to see the trickle effect right now, what's going on with this corruption. But people have not seen anything yet, and they need to put their seatbelts on and get ready and get in for the long haul, because when they start taking some of these people down, it could get a little rough in some spots.
Well, yeah, it's like my pastor many years ago said in the deliverance ministry, you know, when I first came in, he said, when you're going to expel the enemy, I'm talking about in the demonic realm, they're going to put up a fuss.
Yes.
Because that's where they've been residing.
Yes.
So there's going to be some kicking and screaming, but they're going to go.
Yes.
And I believe it's the same thing with this deep state, Mark.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I want to, you know, people, I call it, I'm a retired firefighter. And so, you know, it's called I call it the full moon effect. And this is what I mean by that, is that you ask any fireman, law enforcement, or ER doc, what happens on a full moon, end of the month, when the welfare checks come out on a Friday night, look out, you're in for one horrendous night.
Wow.
And so, nobody could ever give me a good explanation as to why the full moon does this to people. So I went before the Lord one day. I said, Lord, I said, what is it with the full moon that does this to people?
It's true.
And finally, the Lord answered me. He says, Mark, he said, the area of operation that the enemy works in is darkness. And he says, when you introduce that light into the darkness, it agitates the demonic and brings out the worst in people. And I went, bingo. That's it right there. That's simple.
It's interesting. So, yeah, it's interesting. Scripturally, Jesus called that spirit of lunatic, was lunacy. It was related to the moon. Right. Yeah.
So, but what you're seeing right now, Richard, is that this, I call it the full moon effect globally right now, is that this is what happens when darkness has been controlling the earth. And now what's happening is we're introducing light into this, because and you're seeing the worst come out. You're seeing the kickback. You're seeing the snake, the head. We cut off that snake November 8th. It's kicking. It's screaming. And it's not going to go down without a fight. This is a fight, folks, and we've got to fight. We've got to get off our behinds and get on the front lines, but we will be victorious. We are winning now. We will continue.
We are winning.
We are winning.
Winning. I like that. We are winning. And you know what? With Trump at the helm, okay, this is just is empowering a lot of other people. They're saying, let's push these bastards back.
Right.
You know, and they got to go down. And I know what you said earlier, that when the lights come, people don't want to see when the light shines. These are vicious, animalistic people. They're liars. They're deceivers. They'll put people in jail for nothing, just for political gain and reason, so they can keep slaying babies and promoting homosexuality and transgender with children. That's all they care about.
Right. And some of these people are really not even human, honestly.
They're lizards.
They've handed themselves over to the enemy to the point where they're really no longer even human on a spiritual sense. So, I mean, these demon-possessed people have been in control long enough. The Luciferian reign is coming to an end. So, again, we're introducing light into the darkness. There's going to be kicking and screaming. And this is the part that's the scary part, Richard, is that who cannot see that we're not winning right now?
Right. Yeah, I do. I feel we're winning.
Ask me, what part of Christians cannot see that we are winning right now and we're going to continue to win?
Amen.
That's because you have been sold out to that frequency. And I encourage you to change the channel. Get on heaven's frequency. You will begin to win. We're going to continue to win.
Praise God. Yeah. You know, tune in to what God is doing. Amen.
Yes.
And that is pushing back these satanic lizard libtards that, you know, really, they don't want their perversions exposed. Really? I mean, that's really what it's about. They are perverted, sick people.
Yes. These pedophiles.
They're pedophiles. That's right.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, this is just some type of cult up here in New York. They're branding women with irons, turning them into slaves. You know, mind control sex cults were up by Hillary's house up there.
Yeah.
And Chickaquag. And, you know, this is all related to Soros and this demonic empire of child sex rings. And that's what they hate. They don't want their sex parties exposed.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I got news for them. It's over. You better enjoy your freedom now, because it's not going to last much longer, because these guys are going to go down. They're going to go to, a lot of them are going to go to Gitmo. A lot of them are going to go to prison.
Amen. I got no problem with that. I don't see a problem hanging them.
Well, that was going to be my next comment, is that if at some point some are executed, that much I do not know. I do know they're going to prison. Now, whether they decide to execute them or not is another story.
Well, you know, I was curious. You know, me and my friend Zeph talk all the time. If these libtards, he would love to have you on. Zeph Daniel does radio. If these libtards actually tried, God forgive me for saying that, leftists, whatever you want to call them. Incidentally, the leftist party is not the leftist party anymore. It's insane. I don't know if they're communists or what. I don't know what they are. But if they really try to do this impeachment, do you think that would trigger something? I mean, you know, I mean, is that also in the plan? I mean, is God giving people a choice here? I mean, where could this go, Mark?
They're not going to impeach this guy. They may try, but they're not going to impeach this guy. He's not going anywhere. President Trump's not going anywhere. He's in there for two terms. Mm. They're going to try and do whatever they can. This is why the people need to be praying for the president. I mean, you know, they have tried probably, I'm sure, that we don't even know about, have tried to take the president out. But God's hand of protection is on this man. Not one hair on his head or his family's head will be harmed, period. You know, so we need to be in prayer for him and his family to be protected. So, I mean, again, it's the anointing of God that's on him. And all I can say is may God have mercy on anyone who would dare lift a hand to hurt that man.
There you go.
Because we spoke about it earlier. Do not touch my anointed. So
that's right. And that means you too. With all the attacks you're going through, me and others that are in the body. All this attacks. People better wake up and understand what they've been shoveling and they're smoking, and what they're smoking ain't good. Because this whole judge not lest you be judged thing is real when you're talking about people. Listen, the very fact that this man is trying to push back on Planned Parenthood is enough for me. And the very fact that he's stacking the SCOTUS with conservatives, with Christian, Judeo-Christianic views is also very important. Amen?
Right.
I mean, that guy, that's what they really fear, Mark, is losing control of the SCOTUS. When there's an imbalance in the SCOTUS, there could be a lot of problems.
Well, there's going to be balance brought to SCOTUS. And so that's the other thing that people need to be prepared for.
What I meant was that the shift would be, right now it's kind of 50-50-ish. What I'm saying is if Ginsburg and Kennedy, who's a moderate, and if Trump were to stack that with more hardline conservatives, you know, pro-Christianity, pro-anti-abortion, you know, you start to bring folks like that in there, and you've got a shift where now the Lord is completely taking control of that.
Well, that's one of the words that God gave me right before the election was that he would Donald Trump would appoint 5 Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
That one would die, and it was a month, it was like 2 months later Scalia died, one would retire, and then 3 would be caught in a scandal. Now, here's what people have to be prepared for, is that, you know, you take one Supreme Court judge on a conservative side, you don't have any issues. But you lose a liberal judge,
right?
Now you've got some issues going on the street. And these aren't demonstrations, by the way. These are demonstrations that you're seeing in the street. So, but when he appoints that, these 5 judges, Roe versus Wade will be overturned.
Amen. Amen. Good,
because he's gonna reform the court, and Roe versus Wade will be overturned.
Praise God! That would drive the libtards so insane. I actually would have a party.
Well, but you know, again, there's probably going to be some issues in the street. These demonstrations you're going to see when that happens, and you know, I'm sure a lot of that will be by design by the enemy, and so we just, you know, it's just certain things you need to be prepared for. You know what I mean?
I think one of those SCOTUSes is dead already. Ginsburg. I think they're just rolling her around. They're pumping some type of formula in her.
Yeah, because, that wouldn't surprise me. They're all pumping some kind of formula.
Yeah, she don't look. She looked like she died maybe 4 or 5 months ago. But you know, we'll see what that. Listen, we know what's going to happen. But
well, the adrenochrome that they were using to pump inside these globalists, these evil people, they don't have access to a lot of this stuff anymore now.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of them aren't looking so hot right now.
You know, I'd really like to see, what's your prediction on Comey? I mean, this guy's really annoying me. You know, I hate to do it, but I'm going to pray God just get rid of this guy already.
Yeah, he's Comey's a part of all this corruption. And there's going to come a point in time where we're going to see a shift, if you will. And some of this might be that IG report that's fixed to come out.
Oh, God.
I believe they said they're going to release it on June 5th, I believe.
Bring it, baby.
some of that might be the turning point.
Right around D-Day.
Right around, hey, good point. I didn't even pick that up. Good point. And that might be the D-Day. And yeah. So, but there's, when I prophesied in 2015, time is up for those who are corrupt. It talked about judges, senators, congressmen and women at the local, state, and federal levels that were going to go down. And the Clintons were going to go down.
Good.
Obama's going to go down, period. He would be ripped and stripped of the presidency. That was in 2015 while he was still in office.
He's got problems, by the way. It's coming back to him. Newt Gingrich knows. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but people thought that meant he was going to be impeached. And that's not what I thought that I felt like that meant. That meant that after he was out of office, he would be charged with treason and the presidency would be stripped from him. Because that's how you strip the title of president from someone, is you charge him with treason.
Yeah.
So that's what I think you're going to see come to pass, and he will go to jail. So, but as far as Comey will be looped in with all of these people. I think you're going to see these, we're up to 30,000 indictments right now, sealed indictments.
Yeah, get rid of him. And listen, you know, what's going on with Sessions? Is he just under mind control? Who is this guy?
No, I think you're seeing a bigger plan at play here.
I hope you're right, because this guy's scaring me.
Yeah. Again, you know, how do you keep your enemy off guard? You know what I mean? You play the game.
I know, but you'd think there'd be some leaks by now.
But they've gotten rid of a lot of the leaks. So, I mean, at this point, you know, right now, I think we just have to trust Sessions at this point.
God forgive me. I've been posting weird pictures of him. I feel bad now. But, God, he's just...
Well,
I wish he would just grab the bull by the horns here and end this. This is ridiculous.
I think, again, June 5th is going to be a big turn. And so a corner that we're going to turn.
Praise God.
You know what I mean? So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? It may not be anything.
Hey, you're a prophet. You can preach it. You proclaim it. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. I mean, I'm praying and proclaiming that this IG thing is going to be one of the turnarounds for us right here. That we're going to start seeing some massive moves. Now, look at Weinstein. They just arrested that guy. So don't think for one second that guy's not going to roll over on people. So – It just takes time. People have to be patient because, again, you had a corrupt FBI, a corrupt DOJ. They had to clean this stuff out, find out where the leaks were, who were the Obama holdovers. And because, again, some of these people like the Clintons, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, all these people, Obama, you can't do an impartial investigation through a corrupt FBI because they're going to throw it. And we don't want these people walking, you know, on a technicality. We got one shot at this, brother. And so they got to make sure that it's done correctly. So it may take a little extra time than what we are wanting. But the fact of the matter is, I'm willing to wait. As long as I see these people go to prison and justice has been done, hey, that's all we need.
I'm with you, man. Divine
justice is not coming. It's here. It's here now.
Amen. I receive it. Now, Mark, can you just give out your contact information and also the movie and anything else people can look into? I'm going to be posting this on the Potomac feed.
Sure. They can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and buy the book called The Trump Prophecies. They can go for the movie. They can go to the
Kindle,
website.
Kindle format?
Yes, they have that there. Yep. And they can go to www.thetrumpprophecymovie.com.
I love that.
For the movie. And for to contact me, they can go to my website and print off all my prophetic words for free if they want. It's at swordrescue.com, and sword is spelled S-O-R-D, rescue.com.
I love it. If someone wants to get a hold of you to bring you on their broadcast, what's the best way? Email?
Yeah, just email.
Okay, what would that be?
Swordrescue.
Oh, you just said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, swordrescue@gmail.com.
Right over my head. All right, praise God, Mark. Listen, if we could get you back on in the not too distant future, would be great.
Absolutely,
and,
man.
And promise to get you a real slice of pizza one day, if that would help.
Absolutely, that works.
All right, praise God. Thank you for joining us, Mark. Mark Taylor,
it's
everybody.
An honor to be here. Thanks
God bless you,
me,
sir.
God bless you.
Praise God, Mark Taylor. There he is, watching radio. Real blessing to get him on. And we're going to chime out here with a Keltronic song called Winter, which is a great song, of course, not being biased. But what we're going to do here is I'll be on Mega Man Radio tonight for only an hour, between 8 and 9. And check that out. And then, of course, Thursday, I'll be on again Thursday. And then Friday night, we got the meeting
and Huntington, New York. If you can make it, make sure you call me, 800-600-6384, toll free. Some of you have already called me, and it's gonna work out. We're gonna have to do ground roots, grassroots, they call it, right? When you're starting from, you know, grassroots, organic, build it up. You know, they're banning me with the radio advertisements and everything else. We're gonna have to just do it one at a time. Take it, you know, by force. God bless you all. Watch radio. See you next week. Next day or two.